Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. And coming up this morning at 10:15, it's Flashpoints, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, at 11, on stage and studio, Los Angeles-based political folk band Las Cafeteras visits KBOO to discuss the issues they tackle in their music and to perform songs from their new album. And at 11:30, Art Focus welcomes the creators of the public art space Portland Tropical Gardens, located in downtown in Director Park. Thanks, KBOO members, for your support. To keep informed and get involved, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member. And now, at 10 o'clock, top of the hour, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, May 29th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm. Our guest today is Christine Hong. She is an expert on South Korea and North Korea and the infinitely vast gulf between the two that's also infinitely small, of course. It's one nation separated by politics. One nation under politics, after all. So Trump may, before we get into the politics that are on everyone's mind, let's have a bit of weather, which is going to be on everyone's head. Over today, supposedly sunny through the mid-morning, and then be clouding over. Highs around 67 for the daytimes, and this evening more clouds and a low around 48 for tomorrow. Partly sunny with a high around 68, and overnight 51. And again, there's this lingering possibility of showers, though that possibility becomes a little bit stronger around Thursday of this week. That said, we finished up the weather, and now we go galloping off into the unknown. Part of it is maybe unknown, but much of it is certainly a good guess. It appeared that Donald Trump made a gaffe. He walked straight into the trap set for him by Kim Jong-un, which of course is that once this great summit had been announced, and then Trump proceeded to go and blast the pepper of the world with the prediction that he was going to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, this is extremely insulting to anybody, but in particularly Kim Jong-un, and certainly it's not part of this is not Korean diplomacy or good manners. Donald Trump, of course, has neither manners nor diplomacy, and so his actions, his behavior, this braying of how great he was offensive, as it would be to anyone. When he began to realize that something was amiss in the negotiations, then it became a chicken race, both of the guessing who would pull out of the deal first, and Donald Trump, thinking he was such a clever boy, cancelled, and of course he ultimately made himself look like the fool that he is. I don't know whether you can say Jack on the air, but you take my meaning. Though the negotiations are so delicate that it's very difficult to understand what goes on behind the scenes, or for that matter, in the calculations of all concerned. For that, we invite Christine Hong to join us once again to talk a little bit about what is going on. Moon Jae-in, of course, the South Korean president, proves himself time and again to be a sane, balancing, extremely intelligent voice. We wonder how much influence he has in regards to these two, this historic meeting. Good morning, Christine.
Well, good morning, Chris.
Well, thank you so much. You must be a very busy person these days.
I
can imagine it. Maybe I can't. So, Moon Jae-in has influence. There's a difference, I guess, between power and influence. Power being, you know, a heavy iron ball swung on a chain. We're not sure what it's going to hit. What influence does South Korea have on this meeting? And in the end, will they say anything? My guess is that Kim Jong-un has been briefed that Donald Trump is extremely erratic and can be irrationally and ridiculously rude, as a schoolboy, and to pay no attention. How do you see this situation? How would you sort it?
You know, I think it's interesting that when you compare South Korean and North Korean political philosophies, people describe South Korea as having had there's a philosophy called Sadejui. And what it means is the weak's reliance on the strong. And historically, South Korea has been a semi-sovereign country. It still is to this day. You know, basically, with keeping it real, you know, over here. But with regard to South Korea, you know, it still is semi-sovereign. The United States maintains command control over South Korea's military in times of heightened war crisis. It's also the case that the United States stations approximately 30,000 forces on South Korean soil and has historically done so since the middle part of the 20th century. The United States also conducts these the largest in the world, war exercises with South Korea. And so according to both mutual defense treaties and status of forces agreements, the United States can use at whim and at will any South Korean military base. So for all of these reasons, South Korea is truly semi-sovereign. So Moon Jae-in, as you were rightly noting, has to play a very sort of difficult role of trying to exercise whatever influence he can in this particular situation. By contrast, North Korea's historic philosophy is Juche, which is basically a kind of self-reliance doctrine. So these are two very different positions with regard to the historical trajectories of the Koreas. You know, in your opening statements, you were mentioning that people are clamoring for Donald Trump to get the Nobel Prize, like, you know, his supporters are. And I was recently in New York, and I heard Noam Chomsky speak, and he said that Trump's policies, although they may superficially seem to be erratic, have a common denominator, and that's me, me, me. And so what we all find ourselves doing, it's not just the leaders of North and South Korea, but everyone in the world is basically trying to do an armchair psychoanalysis of Donald Trump to see whether or not there's a significant enough ego investment in whatever policy he may or may not espouse for him to actually follow through on it. And, you know, I was reminded by the comments of the Korean War historian Bruce Cummings, who was actually posed the question about whether or not Donald Trump should get the Nobel Prize for being supportive of the peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. And what Bruce Cummings stated was that this would be akin to Henry Kissinger getting the Nobel Peace Prize for, you know, supposedly brokering peace with Vietnam.
But it was Kim Jong-un who suggested the meeting in the first place. So, so Donald Trump, this was simply an unexpected gift from heaven that landed in his lap. He's just attempting to play through without much, I don't see much understanding even of the significance of this. And of course, Donald Trump was the one who started the talk about the Nobel Prize in the first place, man. Others, simply the toadies, just followed through. But really, Trump is seeing himself as far more important than he really has been in this whole process.
I guess the sad thing to say is if talk, sort of loose talk about Donald Trump being nominated for the Nobel Prize actually sort of puts gusts of wind under his wings, so much the better, really. If in the interim that kind of loose talk actually brings him to the negotiating table, it will be to the benefit of all.
How much influence, really, does Trump have? I think looks like people are, those who are knowledgeable and do have some influence here, and as far as, in the balance of power and the classic balance of power in geopolitics, Donald Trump has made himself virtually he's not considered, it looks like, a serious player, and it's others around him who are really the ones who have come to the table.
I guess this is what I'd say, is that on the one hand we have the absolutely grotesque comments that Donald Trump made all throughout last year, basically threatening North Korea with genocide. Mm-hmm. He said before the United Nations that he would be willing to totally destroy North Korea, and human rights specialists understood that to be a declaration of intention, which is crucial for understanding the legal definition of genocide. So, what would he win the Nobel Prize for not being a genocidaire? There's something kind of, insane about even contemplating. The question is, does Donald Trump even understand not just what denuclearization means, but does he truly understand the other key component of any discussions with North Korea, which is what peace means? And so that is another crucial question. But this is the thing that I would say. The fact of the matter is that Donald Trump has an ego investment in reversing his predecessor's policies. The fact of the matter is that when it comes to the Asia-Pacific region, Barack Obama's policies were hardline, heavily militarized policies. He and Hillary Clinton pounded out a blueprint for the Asia-Pacific region, which was called the Pivot Agreement, and it involved the relocation of U.S. naval resources so that the greater balance, would be in the Pacific versus the Atlantic. And it involved really the forward deployment of the U.S. war machine throughout the entire Asia-Pacific region, which Hillary Clinton described as America's economic future. Mm-hmm. This policy involved, even though Barack Obama, basically did as he promised in his inaugural address, which was to hold out a hand to those historic U.S. foes that unclenched their fists, namely Iran and Cuba, he never, ever held out a hand to North Korea, even when it unclenched its fist. And, in fact, his entire policy was based upon the idea of North Korea. He used North Korea as a pretext to militarize the entire region, and in the process, what did he achieve? The encirclement and containment of China. And so, what's interesting about Donald Trump and his lack of depth of any kind of policy understanding is that even as he scuttled the Iran deal, he has an ego investment in reversing the policy of his predecessor with regard to North Korea. Mm-hmm. He's been basically touting himself as the only person in the post-Cold War, only U.S. president in the post-Cold War period that has even entertained the prospect of peace with North Korea. And in a way, he's right. And so because he has that superficial ego investment, that has led in part to a U.S. willingness to actually have direct discussion with North Korea. And that is actually a good thing.
Thank you so much for that, Christine. It was wonderful to have you back on the show, and we hope to check in with you as events unfold in the region. Thanks again. My guest, of course, has been Christine Hong. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. Judy Fiesel, engineering for us today. Thank you, Judy. And Derek Crooks, of course, is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Join KABU and Kofallin Cultural Center on Thursday, June 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater for an evening of storytelling, live music, and film. Malian artist, author, and storyteller Baba Wage Jakite starts with a talk on the background of the Empire of Mali and the role of West Africa's oral historians before the screening of Keita, Heritage of the Griots, a film which blends modern events with magical realism, mythology, and history. Again, that's an evening of the culture of Mali, including the screening of the film Keita, Heritage of the Griots, on Thursday, June 14th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein, and we are honored to have sort of a radio brother in the studio, a special guest from Honduras, from Radio Progreso. Father Melo is really on the front line of getting information out to the people. And because of the work that he does, because it is a truth-to-power radio station that gives voice to the voiceless and access to the people who need it, he's always in pursuit. He's in trouble. He's a truth teller, and they don't want him to tell that truth. But we are delighted to have you, Father, and welcome to Flashpoints.
Bueno, mucho gusto. Qué bueno que estamos hermanados.
Thank you very much.
Entre,
I'm so happy.
Dos radios de Honduras y de aquí de San Francisco, me da mucho gusto y reciba mi abrazo.
And I'm so happy that we're siblings from Honduras and here. And please receive my warm embrace.
Oh, well, nice. Thank you. Gracias por este. And we're delighted to have you.
Estamos muy contentos de tenerlo aquí con nosotros, Padre Melo.
Let's begin with, just give us a little, paint us a picture of what you do at the radio station and the importance of people's radio, particularly now in Honduras.
¿Por qué no empezamos, Padre Melo, si nos puede dibujar una imagen de la realidad cotidiana en la radio Progreso y la importancia especialmente en este tiempo?
Bueno, Radio Progreso.
So, Radio Progreso, Honduras.
Comenzamos a las 4 de la mañana.
We start at 4 in the morning.
Con música y canciones
with music,
regionales mexicanas.
Regional Mexican music
y otras,
as well.
Y de otras regiones.
And other regions.
Que gustan a la población campesina.
Which are very popular among the campesino community.
A las 5 y media tenemos una oración con la palabra de Dios vinculada con la realidad.
We do a religious reflection at 5:30.
De 6 a 8 y media de la mañana, noticias.
From 6 to 8:30
zona
in the morning,
informativa.
It's all information, no, news and information.
Y luego tenemos de 8 y media hasta las 12 una revista diversa dirigida a mujeres, amas de casa, con diversos tópicos que se van a van combinando con música también diversa.
And then from 8:30 to 12, we have a magazine with diverse topics, themes directed at the women, at the families, at community, diverse themes that are also combined with music.
Sounds like he's exactly describing KPFA.
Suena como que está describiendo KPFA exactamente.
Sí. Mientras eso ocurre.
So while this is going on.
En el área de prensa todo el mundo está afanado recogiendo noticias o han salido a cubrir entrevistas a diversos lugares.
So while this is going on, people are very busy back in the news department, either writing the news that's coming up or out in the streets taking it, recording it.
Estamos produciendo programas.
We're producing programs.
Mientras nos tomamos un café, nos reímos de la vida.
And while we're drinking a cup of coffee, we laugh at life.
O nos enojamos con lo que dice Juan Orlando Hernández.
Or we get pissed off at the latest idiocy that
escuchamos de un loco llamado Donald Trump.
The dictator just said, or we just completely go crazy with some idiot statement Donald Trump just made.
Así llegamos al mediodía.
That's how we get to noon. That's how we get to the noon hour.
Así llegamos al mediodía para el noticiero del mediodía.
And that's how we get to the news report of the middle of the day.
En la tarde un programa destinado a la juventud.
And the afternoon a youth-based program.
Luego tenemos mientras tanto también de nuevo está.
And again in the back scene is press is looking for the news,
discutiendo, escribiendo el editorial del día siguiente.
Arguing, writing the next editorial of the next day.
También chismeando sobre qué ocurre en Nicaragua.
And of course, gossiping on what's happening in Nicaragua.
¿Qué pasa con Europa?
What happened in Europe? And
y de cuando en cuando mentándole la madre a cualquiera de los presidentes.
And every once in a while just cursing at one of the local presidents.
Y el noticiero de la tarde.
And then the news hour of the afternoon.
En la noche tenemos un programa cultural con canciones latinoamericanas.
It's followed by a cultural program with Latin American new song.
América Libre se llama.
It's called América Libre, Free America.
Y terminamos con una programación para románticos.
And then we end with a programs for the romantic hour.
A lo largo de la programación introducimos algunas cápsulas de humor crítico.
And then throughout the day we have these little capsules of critical humor.
Para hablar de la realidad, por ejemplo, ocurre que Trump está mandando a matar a los palestinos porque se ha tomado Jerusalén. Entonces nosotros tomamos esa noticia seria, pero en el humor crítico, reírnos desde hablar de la misma realidad, pero desde la risa.
And so we'll take something as serious and dramatic as, you know, Trump just ordered the killing of Palestinians as they established their so-called embassy in Jerusalem. We'll take something very serious, but then give it a kind of a satiric twist,
an ironic twist to be able to
present some, you know, critical news and be critical about it with the irony using.
And in your country, in the politics of your country, and for instance, could you talk a little bit about the role you played in working with the people in response to your latest presidential election being stolen?
Y en cuanto a la participación ya local, ¿nos puede dar un poquito de la postura o las acciones que tomaron en relación a la última elección que hubo en Honduras?
Nosotros dijimos desde mucho tiempo antes del 26 de noviembre que las elecciones serían inútiles.
From way before the 26th of November of last year, we declared that the elections would be useless.
Y por el fraude electoral y por los resultados totalmente confusos, se confirmó que las elecciones fueron inútiles.
And due to the electoral fraud and the totally confusing results, that only confirmed what we had been predicting.
Nosotros, ante el cerco mediático, en la práctica nos convertimos en la voz radial en ese tiempo más escuchada de Honduras.
During that period, we became the most listened to radio voice in the world of the press in Honduras, as a matter of fact.
Porque recogimos la voz de indignada de la población que se vio dañada porque le quitaron el voto.
And that was because we were able to capture the indignant voice of people who saw themselves hurt, deeply and negatively affected because their vote was stolen.
Tuvimos también voces de análisis sobre los acontecimientos y denuncia de las violaciones a los derechos humanos.
Of course, we had a critical, analytical voices as well as and a denunciation by the of the violation of human rights that happened.
Consecuencias.
Consequences.
El 9 de diciembre del año pasado, alguien, un fantasma, o varios fantasmas, o muchos fantasmas, llegaron a medianoche y derribaron la torre y la antena que tenemos en la capital de la República.
So one of the consequences on the 9th of November, someone, maybe a ghost or a group of ghosts, went and destroyed the antenna that we have in the capital of Honduras, Tegucigalpa.
Estuvimos fuera del aire en Tegucigalpa durante una semana.
So for a week we were off the air in the capital region of Honduras.
La solidaridad internacional fue tan efectiva que a la semana estaba funcionando de nuevo la radio.
But the international solidarity was so effective that within 1 week the radio was functioning as far as possible.
En una semana.
In 1 week.
Logramos colectar $54,000.
In 1 week we raised $54,000.
Es decir, Radio Progreso es propiedad de muchísima más gente que de quienes estamos allí laborando cotidianamente.
So just a small example to say Radio Progreso is owned by many, many, many more people than those of us who are working there on a daily basis.
Más consecuencias.
Okay, more consequences to our reporting.
Recibimos, bueno, yo particularmente.
We received, well, I received.
Cuatro panfletos.
I received 4 flyers.
Uno distribuido en papel y los 4 a través de las redes sociales.
All four went out through internet, but I received one in paper, print.
Acusándome de promover la violencia.
In which I was being accused of promoting violence.
Lavar dinero del narcotráfico para los disturbios.
Money laundering for these disturbances.
De distribuir armas entre los manifestantes.
Arms distribution among the protesters.
Y de promover los incendios a tiendas y almacenes.
And promoting the promoting fires of warehouses and stores.
Consecuencias.
More consequences.
Una inmensa solidaridad.
An immense solidarity.
Apoyo con palabras.
Support with words and statements.
En enero tuvimos 50 personas de Estados Unidos que nos visitaron.
In January, a delegation of 50 leaders came and visited us.
Manifestaciones públicas en favor de la radio.
Public demonstration in favor of the radio.
Consecuencias.
Consequences.
Si continúan ustedes transmitiendo estas noticias, vamos a seguir saboteándoles la radio.
If you continue reporting these this news, this type of news, we will continue sabotaging your radio station.
Es decir, el cuestionamiento, la crítica, el posicionamiento de Radio Progreso en la realidad crítica de violencia y del fraude electoral ha tenido por una parte respaldo popular y rechazo del régimen dictatorial.
So our positioning as a radio station, as a community radio station that reports the people's voice, has had a tremendous amount of popular support and a tremendous amount of regime condemnation and attack.
Again, you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're speaking with Father Mello of Radio Progreso in Honduras, and they have played a key role in the resistance in that country. Father Mello, in terms of the threats, did they come directly from the government? Were they more like death threats? How was the message delivered?
Padre Melo, en cuanto a las amenazas, ¿llegaron directamente al gobierno? ¿Fueron indirectas? ¿Cómo exactamente se entregó la amenaza?
Fantasmas.
Ghosts.
Es decir, no hay manera de averiguarlo.
In other words, there's really no way to figure out, right?
Unos buenos fantasmitas.
Some good little ghosts.
Nos trajeron la noticia.
Brought us the news.
De que la campaña de odio.
And this was the hate campaign.
Se organizó en las oficinas de inteligencia del ejército y de la policía.
The hate campaign was actually developed in the Office of Intelligence and the military.
Pero no lo puedo probar.
But of course I can't prove it.
Porque si lo digo en público, corro el riesgo de que me metan preso por difamación y por calumnia. ¿Por qué? No tengo cómo probarlo.
And since I don't have a way to prove it, if I say it publicly, I run the risk of being imprisoned for defamation.
Pero sí digo públicamente.
But what I do say publicly.
Que el responsable se llama Juan Orlando Hernández.
Is that the person responsible for these attacks is Juan Orlando Hernández.
Que sea él personalmente el que me difame.
You don't want to point any fingers. Oh.
Entonces no quiere señalar a nadie, ¿verdad? Nomás. So, no, what I'm asking, I want him to be able to respond to it.
All right. I want to talk to you a little bit more about exactly the kinds of things that you were doing in terms of the struggle itself. And I want to say I'm glad I recently learned a statistic. I don't know if you knew this.
Quiero entonces nomás vamos a ver un poquito el tipo de trabajo que han hecho. Supe unas cifras, me dieron unas cifras de información.
That for every television there's 12 radios.
Que para cada canal de televisión hay 12 canales de radio.
Which is a good thing for people who do radio.
Y que es algo bueno para la gente.
And it shows the power that we can have.
Que es algo bueno para la gente que hace radio y muestra el poder que podemos tener.
And I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about how you used that power to put that microphone in front of the people, to give them that electronic leaflet.
Entonces yo quiero saber un poquito más de cómo ha hecho para poner ese poder en las manos de la gente o frente a la gente para que puedan tener el acceso a tener esa voz a esa pancarta electrónica.
Bueno, hay varios factores.
There are several factors.
La radio tiene tradición de ser una radio popular y muy cercana a las comunidades a lo largo de varias décadas.
So through several decades, our tradition has been precisely to put the radio as the voice of the people.
Luego también tenemos aproximadamente unos 44 corresponsales populares.
And then we also have about 44 volunteer or people's reporters.
A lo largo de todo el país.
And that's throughout the country.
Entonces, eso nos mantiene vinculados.
So that keeps us connected.
Luego también le llamamos también la programación en la calle.
And then we have this other component which we call street programming.
Es decir, vamos directamente a las acciones de protesta.
And so we go directly to the protests, to the marches, rallies.
Pero también vamos a las comunidades cuando celebran su feria patronal.
But we also will go to a community when they're celebrating their town festival.
¿Dónde está Radio Progreso el 15 de mayo que se celebra el Día de San Isidro Labrador?
So where is Radio Progreso on the 15th of May when we celebrate the day of San Isidro the worker?
El 14 y el 15 estuvo en la comunidad llamada Tocoa, que es la más importante de la zona noreste de Honduras, transmitiendo.
So on the 14th and 15th, we were in the region of Tocoa, which is the most important region in the northeast of the country.
¿Y desde dónde transmite la radio ese día?
And so from where do we transmit that day?
Desde una radio comunitaria.
From a local community radio station. Yes.
Esos diversos factores ayudan a que mucha gente se sienta identificada con Radio Progreso. Esa es mi radio.
So that these factors create the space for people to feel identified and say, yeah, this is my radio station.
And again, you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, and we're talking about the power of radio, the power of radio with Father Mello, who is the host and the director of Radio Progreso in Honduras. And those of you listening to this show know how much coverage we did on that and the kinds of things that were happening in that country. For instance, the assassination of Berta Cáceres and many of the people that she worked with, the attacks on those folks, what happened when people tried to resist U.S. policy, free trade policy. You have heard about the slaughters that ensued. What I want to ask you, Father Mello, is that, you know, we can all joke about Donald Trump, and he's a big problem.
Sí, claro, Padre Mello, quiero hablar con ustedes. Claro, todos podemos bromear de Donald Trump por salud mental, y es un gran problema el señor, ¿verdad?
But could you please talk a little bit about the problems that Hillary Clinton brought to your country?
Pero podría comentarnos un poquito con los problemas que Hillary Clinton trajo al país.
Who played a key role starting back in the age of Zelaya to make sure that he never got back into the country.
Que jugó.
She created this phony operation with the... what's his face from Costa Rica?
Que jugó un papel clave asegurando que Zelaya no
pudiera
volver, volver al
who's
país.
Who's responsible for all those people leaving your country
con esta
because of the violence?
Falsa, falsa en Costa Rica, y nadie tiende a saber qué fue lo que pasó. Nadie habla de ello.
Mire, Donald Trump representa el rostro sucio y también la voz sucia. Representa el monstruo.
Yeah, so Donald Trump is the poster child for the dirty work, the monster, you could say.
Dice las cosas directas.
He says things directly.
Sin ambigüedad.
No ambiguity.
Y tiene muy claro el objetivo, por ejemplo, racista
and,
contra los migrantes.
And his, for example, his racist objective against the immigrants is very clear.
Pero Donald Trump es imposible sin Hillary Clinton.
But Donald Trump is impossible without Hillary Clinton.
Porque Hillary Clinton es Trump.
Because Hillary Clinton is Trump.
Pero con rostro humano.
But with a human face.
Con una voz y unas palabras suaves.
With soft words and a soft voice.
Pero con las mismas y severas consecuencias.
But with the same severe consequences.
Trump es la continuidad de la política de Hillary Clinton.
Trump is the continuity of the politics of Hillary Clinton.
Y si Hillary Clinton estuviese en el poder...
And if Hillary Clinton was in power,
tendríamos las mismas consecuencias políticas.
We would have the same political
Honduras,
consequences in Honduras.
Solo que Donald Trump es con garrote.
The difference is Donald Trump has a big stick.
Y Hillary Clinton es con sonrisa.
And Hillary has a big smile.
Pero el mismo objetivo.
But it's the same objective.
Imperial.
Imperialist.
De acentuar la política de seguridad.
To situate the security policies.
E intervencionista.
Interventionism.
En alianza con la oligarquía.
In alliance with the Honduran oligarchy.
Particularmente con las compañías extractivas.
And very particularly with the extractive industry corporations.
Mientras estaría agudizando.
While in the same time it makes worse.
Las políticas las leyes discriminatorias dentro de Estados Unidos.
The discriminatory policy, discriminatory policies within the United States.
Y al mismo tiempo, dando de la espalda a los sectores medios y bajos de dentro de Estados Unidos.
And giving their back, turning their back on the more middle-income sectors of the United States.
Why do you think Bertha Cáceres was murdered?
¿Por qué piensa,
and who do you think murdered her?
¿Por qué piensa, padre, que Bertha Cáceres fue asesinada y quién supone usted que la asesinó?
Bertha Cáceres fue asesinada porque como mujer, particularmente como mujer, logró derrotar el proyecto de los hombres.
Bertha Cáceres was assassinated because as a woman she was able to debunk the project of men.
Los hombres condujeron la compañía que llevó a el concesionamiento y expropiación del río Hualcarque.
Men brought the companies which led to the privatization and the destruction of Río Hualcarque.
Bertha Cáceres encabezó la lucha.
Bertha Cáceres headed the struggle, the resistance,
en contra de esta empresa.
Against this industry.
Defendiendo ella el río y todo el territorio lenca.
Defending the river and the whole of the Lenca territory.
Realizó un trabajo nacional e internacional.
She developed a national and international project.
Tan efectivo.
Which was so effective.
Que logró que la compañía Sinohidro, la más importante en el mundo en hidroeléctrica, se retirara.
Which forced the Sinohydro Corporation, which is the most important in the world, was forced to then retreat.
Entonces, los empresarios y los accionistas y los altos funcionarios de la empresa se dijeron.
So the chief economic developers, the investors said to themselves,
¿vamos acaso a permitir que nos derroten en nuestra empresa y que esa derrota la produzca una mujer?
They said to themselves, are we going to permit our defeat and that defeat be produced by a woman?
Nosotros, los hombres.
So they said, we the men.
¿Vamos a quedarnos con la humillación que una mujer nos derrote?
Will we stand to the humiliation that a woman beat us?
Por eso la respuesta fue, hay que matarla porque no podemos dejar que sea la humillación pública que pese al reconocer que una mujer indígena haya destruido nosotros que tenemos tanto poder.
And so that was the decision. We are going to kill this woman because we cannot permit for this publicly to be known that an indigenous woman beat us, we who have so much power.
Antes de matarla,
so before killing her,
los altos empleados de la empresa,
the high-ranking employees of this industry,
buscaron enamorarla,
looked to seduce her,
buscaron sobornarla,
they tried to bribe her,
buscaron llevarla a la cárcel,
they tried to jail her,
buscaron desacreditarla,
they tried to discredit her.
Como no consiguieron nada,
since they were not effective in any of these,
tenían que matarla.
They had no choice in their mind but to kill her.
¿Quiénes la mataron?
Who killed her?
Los dueños de la empresa Desarrollo Energético Sociedad Anónima, la familia Atala.
The Atala family, the owners of the hydroelectric corporation en Honduras, ¿va? In Honduras.
Y esta familia Atala,
in this family, the Atala family,
le dio la orden al presidente de la empresa.
They gave the order to the president, the CEO of the corporation,
quien contrató,
who then hired,
a un militar.
A military officer.
Quien contrató a otro militar.
Who then hired another military officer.
Quien contrató a los tres asesinos directos.
Who then hired the three direct assassins.
El presidente está preso en este momento, el presidente de la empresa.
The president of the corporation is in jail right now.
Pero la familia Atala, que es la mera dueña.
But the Atala family, who are the owners of the corporation.
Está intocable.
Is untouchable.
Y estará intocable.
And they will be untouchable.
Is he in jail for charges relating to the killing?
¿Y el presidente está en la cárcel por cargos del asesinato?
Sí.
That's correct.
Sí.
Okay, you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're speaking with Father Mello from Radio Progreso in Honduras. Padre, tell us your response. At one point, Hillary Clinton, I think she was running for president, she said...
Padre Mello, díganos su respuesta. En un momento, Hillary Clinton se lanzó para presidente y dijo lo siguiente...
And she was not alone in saying this.
Y no estaba sola cuando dijo esto, fue acompañada.
That these parents in Honduras and El Salvador, how could they possibly, what kind of people could they be that they would send their children out and let them risk their lives?
Cuestionó públicamente diciendo, ¿qué tipo de padres son estos en Honduras y El Salvador que soltarían a que sus hijos arriesgaran la vida a venirse al norte de Estados Unidos?
What's your response to this?
¿Qué respuesta da usted, Padre Mello?
Con otra pregunta.
My response is with a second question.
¿Qué tipo de gobernantes existen en Estados Unidos?
What type of government leaders exist in the United States?
¿Que destinan decenas y decenas de millones de dólares?
Who designate thousands and thousands of millions of dollars
para militarizar la sociedad,
to militarize the society,
apoyar a regímenes corruptos,
support corrupt regimes,
y que no les importa aliarse,
who do not care to become allied,
con funcionarios y políticos, con tal de asegurar su política de seguridad.
To ally themselves with any kind of political leaders in order to secure their own policies.
Teniendo como consecuencia el empobrecimiento de la sociedad.
Given that the consequence is the impoverishment of society.
Poniendo en riesgo a decenas de miles de familias.
Risking the life of thousands of families,
que ante la violencia y las amenazas,
who before this violence, in the face of this violence and threats,
y ante la ausencia de oportunidades para vivir dignamente,
and with the lack of any opportunity to live with dignity,
no les queda ningún otro camino que tomar rumbo hacia el norte carnicero.
Have no other option but to take a journey towards the butcher north.
And bringing it back to activism in Honduras, we talked about Berta Cáceres, but we also have reports that I don't know if it was her daughter or her niece who has taken over her work also came under attack.
Y volviendo al tema del activismo, el trabajo popular en Honduras, no sé si es la hija o la sobrina de Berta Cáceres que ahora ha tomado las riendas y dirección del trabajo, también parece que está en la mira de los ataques.
Bertita Zúñiga Cáceres es la actual coordinadora general del COPIN, la organización que fundó Berta Cáceres.
Bertita Zúñiga Cáceres, Berta's daughter, is currently taking the leadership, developing the leadership of COPIN, the organization that Berta herself organized.
Una muchacha de 26 años.
She's a 26-year-old young woman.
Tremendamente comprometida.
Totally committed.
Una muchacha muy sencilla y humilde.
Very simple, very humble young woman.
Dice las cosas muy claras.
She speaks very clearly.
Y está bajo amenaza.
And she is currently under death threat.
She's under a death threat now. That's what I thought.
Es well, lo que me imaginé. Yeah.
Finally.
Finalmente, Padre Melo.
What is the mood? What is the, as they say, what is the word on the street in terms of continuing the resistance against the current illegal leadership?
¿Qué es el sentir común? ¿Qué es el sentir de la calle, de la gente, en cara al actual corrupción, a la actual situación de corrupción en el país?
Nosotros recientemente realizamos un sondeo de opinión pública en todo el país.
We, as a radio station, we recently conducted a national survey.
Y de esto, el 75.6% de la sociedad hondureña.
Given our results, we got 75.6% of the Honduran population.
Es del parecer de que la corrupción más importante está dentro del Congreso Nacional.
This 75.6% states that the most important level of corruption exists within the National Congress in Honduras.
Cerca de 9 de cada 10 ciudadanos hondureños.
And close to 9 out of every 10 Honduran citizens.
Rechaza la industria extractiva, la explotación minera y la privatización del agua.
Rejects the privatization of water and the extraction industries, the mining.
Y 8 de cada 10 ciudadanos.
And 8 out of every 10 Hondurans.
Considera que los partidos políticos son los principales responsables de la ausencia de democracia. Es decir,
8 out of 10 Hondurans consider that the present day political parties are responsible for that lack of democracy in Honduras. And what I mean by that is
que el 80% de los hondureños y hondureñas son del parecer de que las elecciones pasadas del 26 de noviembre deterioraron más la democracia que mejorarla.
And what I mean is that 80% of Hondurans believe that the last elections of last year created much more harm and deteriorated democracy than improving it.
Más de 6 de cada 10 personas está convencida que hubo fraude electoral y que el actual presidente es producto de unas elecciones ilegales.
Over 6 out of every 10 consider the elections a fraud, and the actual president in place right now is the product of that fraud, of illegal and illegitimate elections.
Y el 78% de la sociedad hondureña cree que hoy estamos peor que el año pasado.
And 68% of Hondurans feel and believe that today we're worse off than last year.
Sin embargo,
nevertheless,
el 56% dice que prefiere quedarse en Honduras.
56% of Hondurans say
en lugar de emigrar,
they prefer to stay in Honduras than to emigrate.
Y más del 60% dice que mantiene la esperanza en que tendrá que haber un cambio.
And over 60% say they are steadfast in the hope that there will be a change.
So Donald Trump has a habit of accusing people coming into the country, fleeing the violence from Central America and Mexico, of calling them drug dealers, drug traffickers.
Donald Trump tiene este hábito de acusar a personas que vienen cruzando el país de ser traficantes, de drogas, pandilleros, etc.
But I hear that the military in your country are the ones who are closest or most engaged with the drug traffickers. Could you talk about
Pero
that?
Lo que yo he escuchado es que el ejército, el militar en Honduras es el que está más cerca al tráfico de drogas y de la violencia. ¿Nos podía comentar un poquito de eso?
De acuerdo.
That is correct.
Una mujer que fue coronel del ejército.
There's a woman who was a colonel in the military.
Se retiró o la expulsaron.
Has just retired, or maybe she was kicked out, expelled.
Ha dicho que de cada 10 oficiales de la policía.
She has declared that for every 10 officials of the police,
7 están dentro de las organizaciones de narcotráfico.
7
y de delincuencia organizada.
7 out of every 10 are part of narco trafficking or gang activity, organized crime activity.
Lo que ocurre es que el grupo al cual representa Donald Trump.
What happens is that the group that Donald Trump represents
es esencialmente racista.
Is essentially a racist group, right?
Pero no lo va a decir.
But of course they're not gonna declare
it. Lo que va a decir es que los migrantes son los narcotraficantes.
Of course they're gonna say that immigrants are the narco traffickers.
Los migrantes son los terroristas.
The terrorists.
Y los migrantes son los que vienen a hacer daño aquí.
And the ones who come to cause harm in the United States.
Nosotros queremos recibir a la mejor gente de Centroamérica.
Of course he's going to say, we want to receive the best people of Central America.
A los médicos, a los ingenieros.
The doctors, the engineers.
Es decir, está queriendo decir que en Estados Unidos solo pueden caber aquellos que están dentro de la órbita de los que son la buena gente, porque ni son negros ni son latinos.
And so what he's really saying is that in the United States, the only people that can come from over there are those that are in the orbit of the good people, and they're not black and they're not latinos.
Pero si hay gente de poder económico,
but if there's people who have economic power,
o con capacidad para defender la política de Estados Unidos,
and or they have the power to defend U.S. policies,
entonces no importa que sea latino o que sea negro.
And then it doesn't matter if it's Latino or black.
Por lo tanto, el racismo está fundamentalmente en el desprecio a los pobres de la tierra.
So the racism is precisely in that rejection of the poor people of the earth.
Well, we thank you. Muchas gracias para being with us.
Muchas gracias por estar con nosotros, Padre Melo.
And we hope that we can continue this dialogue with you, radio station to radio station.
Espero que podamos continuar este diálogo de radio a radio.
Yo también lo espero y quiero también agradecerte la invitación que me ha hecho.
I hope so too, and I want to thank you for this invitation.
Y confío en que los pobres de la tierra nos ayuden con su voz a que nuestra voz se vaya haciendo más unida.
And I'm confident that the poor people of the earth will make sure that our voices become more unified.
Gracias.
And that wraps it up for another edition of Flashpoints. Our executive producer is Dennis Bernstein. Our roving producer and producer of Flashpoints in Espanol is Miguel Gavilan Molina. Our technical director is Mike Biggs. For more information about the show, to listen to or download archived episodes, log on to flashpoints.net or visit our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/flashpoints. For questions or comments about Flashpoints, you can contact Dennis at dennisjbernstein@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of The Fritz Waugh Show on Tuesday, May 29th at 9 p.m. at Mississippi Studios in Portland. Fritz Waugh will be headlining this show, playing songs off her latest release, the self-written and produced Avenue A. Also playing will be David Barber and Radio Phoenix, mixing hip-hop and jazz, and Trent Barspool, who mixes jazz and modern music. Again, that's The Fritz Waugh Show on Tuesday, May 29th at 9 p.m. at Mississippi Studios. 3939 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. This is a 21 and over event. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. It's just before the top of the hour at 11. At 11:30, Art Focus welcomes the creators of the public art space Portland Tropical Gardens, located in downtown in Director Park. And coming up now on stage and studio, Los Angeles-based political folk band Las Cafeteras visits KBOO to discuss the issues they tackle in their music and to perform songs from their new album. Stage and Studio has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from PD Expendable Stage and Studio Supplies. PD Expendable sells and rents to film and theater productions from gel and globes to paint and lights. They can be reached at 503-887-5880 or their online store at pdexpendables.com. And now, stage and studio.
Morenita, rezando a usted. Morenita, rezando estoy.
You're listening to Intersections Radio, the podcast where we geek out on all things intersectionality. I'm your host, Sari Carmeta. Welcome and thanks for tuning in. Now today is a very special day and a special episode. In studio we have Las Cafeteras.
Yeah.
Joey. Las Cafeteras is a Chicano band from Los Angeles whose music is rooted in the traditional Veracruz sounds of Son Jarocho, with lyrics talking about contemporary issues and social justice. But that's not all they do. They're organizers, they're educators, and you can hear it in their music. Their latest album is Taste Like LA, and it steps beyond Son Jarocho and brings more influences and more flavors to the music. This album includes a single that